from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Salvador Perez, in my opinion, will go down as maybe a top three, top four at least, Kansas City athlete of all time.
Who else would you put on that? And I'm not asking for a Mount Rushmore,
but I mean,
when you factor the whole package of Salvi, it's hard not to have him like number one, right?
The only two I have above him are George and Patrick.
Yeah.
Those are the only two.
Mm-hmm.
Because what Patrick Mahomes has done in such a short span of time and completely flipped a franchise and everything that is his resume, it speaks for itself. George Brett, the first, you know, outside of Lynn Dawson, was really the first baseball player. And we know how this town is with baseball. Never left the Royals, you know, whatever. Lynn Dawson, probably up there as well, if you want to put him in there.
Right.
But, like, you think about the entire makeup of Salvador Perez, right? The guy has literally played with nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
He's a captain. And he has probably the biggest hit in Royals franchise history.
You know, you could debate. I think there are three that you could debate as the biggest hit in Royals franchise history. And Kurt Nelson, if you're listening, I'd like your input on that. The text line can input as well. You've got the Salvi wild card hit, which we can play the highlight of because everybody loves to hear that.
Right.
You've got the Alex Gordon home run.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got George off of Goose Gossage. And I know for like our generation that really doesn't resonate. But at that time, that was a major, major, major moment for the Kansas City Royals. So I think you've got those three that kind of factor in. But we're living in a generation now where everybody knows Salvi. And without that wild card hit, who knows what happens, right? Maybe 15 doesn't even happen. I don't know. And Gordon's home run obviously coming in 15 against the Mets. So I mean, you know, you're kind of splitting hairs when you say which one is bigger. But, man, that Salvi wild card hit, there's just something special about that one, Dusty, man. Like, everybody knows because that was the time that we had the opportunity to win a playoff game for the first time in 29 years.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair. Fair ball. Up the left field line. Here's Colon. And the Royals win it.
And in about a month, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of that on, I think it is September 30th.
It is.
And from what I understand, we may be airing the whole game on this station at some point in time on that day. Because that's arguably, and it just depends on how you feel, that may be the greatest game in Royals history, that wild card game, with all the emotion, with the ups and the downs, and celebrating a postseason, to being upset that they may have lost, to Yordano being in, to firing Ned in the middle of the game, like the whole thing. I don't know that there's ever been a game that's had a range of emotions with an outcome like that, like we saw that night 10 years ago.
The pitch, swinging a ground ball to third is fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line, here's Colon, and the Royals win it!
No, just such a great call by Ryan, too.
And Salvador Perez, when you look at like what players do, are they loyal? Are they fun? Are they unanimously liked by media, fans, teams, peers? Everybody liked it. Salvador Perez checks all those boxes. Salvador Perez will constantly frustrate people with swinging at the low and away pitch. It's
Does he
happen.
Do that as much anymore,
oh,
though?
Yeah. I mean, he'll do it once again. He'll do it once in a bat or once a game at least. And the thing is one thing that another attribute that Salvador Perez has is he has that clutch gene. Or he has the sort of player type of thing that when you see this man come up in a situation, you feel great.
You do.
And I'm not going to lie to you. when I was at home last night watching that second game, sitting there on the couch, having a cold one, thinking to myself, okay, this is why we're locked in. This is what we want to see. This is, you know, this is playoff type of baseball. And, you know, you're kind of thinking what's going to happen next. I'm sitting there, the bases are loaded up. They intentionally walked Bobby Witt Jr. I'm thinking to myself, okay, one thing here I can admit, Bobby's arrived,
yeah.
Like to the point of like where it's like, we're not pitching this guy. He just beat us for a home run in the game before. They talked to the manager of the Cleveland Guardians in the postgame. Vern played on his postgame show. He's like, man, Bobby's a freak. You know, we got to figure out how to get him out. We got to figure out what our strategy is moving forward. And then Vern's like, we'll see how they pitch to Bobby in the second game. Very conservative, even walking to walk the bases loaded. Vinny gets out. Sal does.
He's had a huge day and night. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center. That's way back. And it's gone. A grand slam for Salvador Perez. And the Royals lead it 9-4. Easy power from Salvi does it again.
457-foot grand slam ties Frank White for most grand slams all time in the history of the Royals. Exactly. And then you look at what Salvador Perez, why he's so loved. This is Salvador Perez this week. I tweeted this last night. Plays wiffle ball and makes a bunch of kids' lives, right?
You think because he played wiffle ball, he hit that home run? I do.
It's called karma, dude.
It is. No, 100%.
He hit a home run the night of playing wiffle ball the day before. The next night, he hit a home run that night and splashed it. Hits a grand slam to put the team up 9-4. Hit a home run earlier in that game. Not only did he play wiffle ball with kids and make their entire life, not only did he absolutely dominate game two and let everybody else kind of sit back and watch him have six RBI and go 2-for-4 with the two big flies.
Mm-hmm.
He won somebody $25,000.
Yeah, $25,000 last night too. Yeah.
So the dude is a man of the people, a man of the city, and a fan watching Salvador Perez and getting to see his entire career in Kansas City and watching everybody now have to sit back and think to themselves, God, I wish to have that guy on the team. Not only that, he's the captain of this team. He's putting this team on his back when he needs to. He gets in the middle of that order, and he's the veteran in this lineup that's been here for not only two World Series, but going for a third. And you mentioned earlier, if MJ's back gets hot again, if Salvador Perez continues to be the guy he is, and Bobby and Vinny do what they're supposed to do, this team has a nice nucleus of a middle gap of their lineup carrying on to this pitching staff, which I think Cole Reagan's going to be all right. Nothing seemed to be out of the ordinary when it came to tightness or whatever. Maybe it was a little bit of, you know, fatigue, whatever it might have been.
Right.
But this team has it in the middle of that lineup, and they're all three, Vinny, Bobby, Sal, 90 RBIs.
Cam Thomas.
Yeah, great guy. But that's what you want to see in a guy that's an athlete in your hometown is Salvador Perez. That's why I think he's one of the top three greatest athletes in Kansas City history.
Yeah, I don't think that's a stretch saying that at all, right? I don't think that's a stretch at all. I think Salvi is the entire package. And I'll go one step further. I think at this point in time, if you're appreciating what Salvador Perez is doing out there on the field right now, you need to owe a thank you to Dayton Moore, because that's really the last thing that Dayton Moore did before he was replaced as general manager by the Royals organization. He signed Salvador Perez to that final contract. And I'm sure people thought at the time that they were overpaying Salvador Perez. And maybe they were at that point in time. Or maybe Dayton knew this is the right guy to pay to keep him here in Kansas City long term, because they had that kind of relationship. That was a father-son type of relationship that Dayton and Salvi had. And when that contract came up, I'm sure they sat down. Salvi said, I'll play for this. Dayton said, we'll give you this. They met somewhere, you know, in the middle, and they got the deal done. And I remember when it got signed, I think there were a lot of national analysts going, oh, they're paying an old guy money. What are we doing here? You know, all this kind of stuff. But Dayton made the right move by signing Salvador Perez, because he knows how valuable a player he is. And as great as Bobby is and as outstanding as Vinny has been and MJ's playing great baseball, look at what the captain of this team is doing right now. And look at the way that he's keeping this thing together. And there's a great possibility that Salvador Perez leads two different generations of Kansas City Royals to the postseason and leads two different generations of Kansas City Royals to potentially a world championship. And if he does that, that's rarefied air. That starts to meet those categories of what George was able to do, because George had the individual success, probably would have loved more team success, obviously, than just winning that world championship. But if Salvador Perez gets another world championship with a different generation, then people can stop wondering if he's a Hall of Famer. He's a lock for the Hall of Fame. I think he's a lock right now. The Royals win a world championship this year, then Salvador Perez, in my opinion, is a lock for the Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you this, I know you guys were kind of talking about it off the air, but through 132 games, the Royals are 74-58, the exact same record they had in 85-15 when they won the World Series. So, I mean, if Salvador Perez leads this team to a World Series championship this year, there's no more questions about whether or not Salvador Perez is a Hall of Famer, because he is a Hall of Famer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.